This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran at this hour is coping with the aftermath of a destructive earthquake in eastern Iranian Azerbaijan. It killed at least five people, with hundreds of others injured. Rescue operations are underway. Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Iran's six-power 2015 nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Tehran has established a pattern of undercutting the nuclear treaty, which the United States left over a year ago. To end that pattern, Tehran is demanding that other signatories help it navigate around U.S. sanctions on its vital oil exports. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has defied his subpoena today for impeachment inquiry testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, as that investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump moves toward public hearings next week, a major question is whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. It's generally accepted Bolton was strongly against withholding U.S. military aid for Ukraine unless that country opened a probe of former Vice President Joe Biden. The move toward impeachment is centered on that issue. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump on his take of the testimony so far.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. They're some very fine people. You have some never-Trumpers.
There is new hope of an easing in the U.S.-China trade war. Both countries have reportedly agreed to undo a series of tariffs in the first phase of an interim agreement between the world's two biggest economies. The deal has yet to be finalized. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump used a constant refrain, saying that Beijing wants a new trade deal more than he does. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new yet to